Texte numéro 115. The WNBA's Deary Kahambi speaks out. You're trading me because I'm pregnant? She asked her coach twice, she says, just to be sure. You're trading me because I'm pregnant? It was January. Deary Kahambi had just come off a championship-winning and all-star season with the Las Vegas Aces. She had a good relationship with her team and with her coach, former WNBA star Becky Hammon. But then, Hamby told Hammon she was pregnant. That's when everything changed, Hamby said in an interview last week and in a federal discrimination complaint she recently filed. The coach grilled her about whether she had planned the pregnancy, Hamby said, and even remarked about Hamby's use of birth control. According to Hamby, Hammon told her she wasn't holding up her end of the bargain after signing a 2-year contract extension. We didn't expect you to get pregnant in the next 2 years, Hamby says Hammon told her. So when the coach called Hamby to tell her she was being traded away from Las Vegas, where she had twice won the league's Player of the Year award, Hamby says she asked Hammon explicitly if it was happening because of her pregnancy. Hammond's response, Hamby says, made the situation clear. What do you want me to do? Earlier this month, Hamby took the extraordinary step of filing a gender and pregnancy discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against Hammon, the Aces and the WNBA, taking aim at a league that has promoted itself as an engine of gender diversity, particularly when it comes to maternity benefits for its athletes. The EEOC has become a vehicle in recent years for athletes to attempt to force change from their employers and teams. The US women's national soccer team first turned to the EEOC in 2016 to allege its employer, the US Soccer Federation, was paying female players less because of their gender. A spokesperson for the Aces did not respond to requests for comment. Hammon has denied any allegations of wrongdoing, saying Hamby had been traded because of math and business, not her pregnancy. Federal anti-discrimination and disability laws forbid employers not just from firing employees because of pregnancy or potential pregnancy, but also from changing other terms and conditions of employment, such as job assignments. Hamby and her attorneys argue that by trading her, the Aces violated the law. Hamby wants an apology first and foremost, she said. But she's also calling for significant change to the WNBA's handling of players' pregnancy and maternity. The Aces, Hamby alleges in her complaint, asserted that by signing a 2-year contract extension, she had effectively given up the right to become pregnant. Players shouldn't be afraid to start families, she said. Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2023.